We're on the telephone with Richard Sims, state conservationist for Iowa NRCS. Well, Richard, farm income has been running at some pretty high levels here the past 2-3 years, and it's allowing farmers to make some improvements in their operations that maybe they've been putting off for a few years, including installing tile drainage systems, improving those systems, and maybe clearing out some land and trying to expand their tillable acres. But you want to offer just a few words of advice to them, I understand.
Yes, I do. We have had a fantastic fall, and it is continuing on, so the folks are getting out in the fields and doing some field work. And along with that, they, in the back of their mind, they remember they had some wet spots that they couldn't get through this spring, or maybe this summer that some crops die because of it, and they're thinking about putting some additional tile on the ground. And one thing I'd like to share with them is that as they move forward with making their management decisions, and especially if it's going to be highly erodible land or putting tile on the ground, to go into the local USDA office and talk to our specialists in there. And the reason I say that is the Farm Bill has provisions written into it that if a person puts tile in the ground and they drain a wetland, whether it's intentional or by accident, that makes them out of compliance with all USDA programs in the current Farm Bill and maybe into the future Farm Bill. We don't know that until it's written, but it's good management to go in there and check and talk to the individuals about, is this an area that is considered a wet spot by the Farm Bill, or are these areas have enough sloping ground to be considered highly erodible? Because we also have to be very good conservation stewards and think about soil erosion as new ground comes into production.
So is tiling your major concern there?
It is. The amount of tiling that I'm seeing, amount of tile that's going in the ground this fall, it's just unbelievable the amount of tiling machines that are out there. So there are many, many, many fields that have been converted or tiled in the early 1800s and the early 1900s, and those type of fields are 100% fine to go out there and do the upgrades in those areas. It's the pothole areas, it's the areas where you have a draw or a swale that has not had tile in there before, or you may have an area that has partially been tiled and there's still some remnants of a wetland in there, and those areas should be taken into consideration also and come into our office and ask a couple questions, and our staff will be more than willing to respond and let them know what we're seeing.
Richard, anything else?
You know, there is one other item.
Okay.
Along with the tile and the great fall that we're having, I'm seeing some folks out there pulling those anhydrous tanks and starting to put anhydrous in the ground. And it's not a good soil conservation practice because when the soil is above 50 degrees and you put the anhydrous in the ground, it will volatilize and it will leave the farm. And the farmers are putting a lot of dollars into the anhydrous. And I really hate to see anhydrous leave the farm and not being uptake by the plant. And that's what it's there for. It's a nutrient for the plant. And anytime you put anhydrous in the ground when the soil temperature at 4 inches is above 50 degrees, taking a huge risk of having that nitrogen leaving the farm and not being there for the next year for the crops.